This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to today's micro-learning podcast entitled Global Document Management Challenges. I'm Jet Shah, IT manager at Caterpillar, and I'm really pleased to introduce our speakers. Matt Hobbs is the Managing Director for Legal Management Consulting at Duff & Phelps, and Mike Ferrara is the Director for Legal Management Consulting at Duff & Phelps as well. Welcome, Matt and Mike. Thank you so much for joining us. The first question is directed at Matt. Matt, most global companies have document management systems in place. What do you see as the most common challenges associated with global adoption? And what, from your point of view, are the best practices to help overcome those challenges?
Sure. Let me start with the best practices and just three items for consideration. The first, what I call leadership support. The second, a relevant design of the system that draws out simplicity and drives adoption. And then the third is the concept of continuous improvement. So let me go quickly to the first. Leadership support. Of course, for the legal department, we want to see legal leadership at the general counsel, the AGC level. But what we have seen is buy-in from practice group leads and from working team leads is critical. We've seen this in our continuous improvement reporting. If the lead of a particular practice group hasn't bought in and isn't using the document management system, then for the most part, their team isn't going to be using the document management system. So it's the whole concept of, from a leadership perspective, you need to understand the vision of the legal department, the purpose and the goals of using the document management system, and really push that down and drive that throughout the organization. The second is a proper and thoughtful design that's relevant. And when I say relevancy, it relates to the way people work the electronic file within the legal department. And that's going to differ amongst practice groups, working teams, and the various geographical regions within the organization. So you need to drive the concept of how simple is it to get content into the system. We want people to use the system. We want people to drive the use of electronic content in the system so that they can then capture the benefits of things that are typically found in these global document management systems, such as full text indexing and advanced search. Well, to do that, they have choices. So they have to want to use the system. The design needs to be thoughtful of that. And as I like to say, it needs to be as simple as saving to a network drive. You save into a document management system, you capture metadata, security, and a records retention schedule behind the scenes without the user having to click. And then the third is this concept of a continuous improvement framework or program. You can't train everything to everyone day one as the system is deployed. So post-deployment, we strongly recommend there be a continuous improvement program or model. The one that we have that we offer as a managed service, consider it a three-legged stool. Leg one is the concept of monthly document usage and analysis reporting. Leg two, gathering thoughtful feedback from the various users within the legal department and the practice groups. And then leg three, on a monthly basis, we deliver a continuous improvement training module. Could be a video, could be an instructor-led WebEx session, could simply be an FAQ or a tip sheet to really drive adoption throughout the legal department.
Thank you so much, Matt. Very well said. The next question's for Mike. Mike, when you have users spread across multiple locations, you typically encounter various challenges, and one of them is certainly performance issues due to variable bandwidth. What, as per you, would be the best architecture to address those? Multiple on-prem deployments via Citrix, cloud-based solutions? I'd really like your thoughts.
Absolutely, Jet. So what we've really observed in the market is a tremendous shift towards the cloud. While we certainly have many on-prem customers, and there's never going to stop needing to be a solution suited for on-premise deployments, the cloud has truly taken over and changed all of that. You know, most of these vendors have endpoints in every major geographic region, which really help eliminate a lot of the common pitfalls with remote connectivity. And some on-prem customers would potentially deploy something that's Citrix-based and do the typical WAN acceleration techniques that they did in the past. But we would say that we have absolutely observed that the cloud is truly the answer for dealing with some of those issues.
Thank you so much, Mike. And just to add to that, when dealing with cloud-based solutions, how would you deal with the data sovereignty issues?
Sure. Yeah, that's a key question and one that we're asked all the time. Most of the time when these solutions are looked at, customers heavily engage the global GCs, privacy lawyers, CISO, and they're really looking to determine what the exposure is before deciding on any given solution. We found that many customers have an acceptable level of risk when storage is only in one geographic location. And that's a very common goal that these customers are looking to do, is select a solution where they can simplify the deployment. And for many US-based customers, the cloud endpoint is chosen in the US, while at the same time, they know they have data sovereignty issues in other regions where users are storing data. So sometimes we find that the customer, they're okay with that risk. They've already found that they're totally fine with storing data in one region and not having to deal with that issue. But we've also found that vendors have explored this at the technical level. They've found ways to have flexible storage that's really transparent to the user, but offers the organization with the appropriate backend controls to deal with the data residency issues. One thing to mention, and I'll close with this, is just from a security standpoint, you know, these vendors are really far beyond what most internal organizations can achieve, right? So we've seen a huge shift with banks and government agencies moving to the cloud. And in general, that really gives a green light to the rest of the world that, hey, it's okay to actually move to the cloud now. These organizations have the most sensitive data and they're putting it in the cloud. So we've actually observed that going to the cloud has become a security enablement exercise, mainly because they can roll out new changes and controls in the cloud at a much faster clip than what organizations can do on-prem.
Thank you so much, Mike. The next question is also for you. And again, it's related to a global workforce. What would you recommend as standards or guidelines to put in place when you're working with a multi-linked workforce?
Sure. And, you know, this one is an interesting one because conventions sometimes, and naming conventions in particular, sometimes become oddly a controversial topic in our space. We're always asked to provide guidance about naming conventions and how do we make sure that people are calling things what they should and we have an institutional way that we want to store things. But they're really hard to police and the software isn't really great about putting controls about how to name a document or do it this exact way. So we found they actually don't work that well. And people tend to not like draconian enforcement of certain things. You know, they didn't design it originally and now it's being forced on them. So what we've observed is most of these vendors have really deep full text search capabilities that work with most languages today. People can store their content in the system and it indexes that content in a native language. And so we found that that's really unlocked the capabilities for users to find things, especially in a multilingual workforce. The last thing I'll say as I close on this is we really recommend engaging local champions in each region. If you're working on a global deployment, it's critical that there's local contacts in each region that if you do choose to go to that route of having some kind of standard, make it as local and narrow as possible. Global standards are definitely hard to achieve, but narrowly defined ones where the local champions can have cultural differences in how they do things, that actually does work.
Thank you so much, Matt. The last question's for you. What are law departments doing to ensure that their documents are not scattered across multiple data sources, share drives, emails, OneDrive, SharePoint, etc.? And what are they doing to make sure that they're stored in a matter-centric document management system? Any suggestions for an ongoing governance model?
This is probably one of the biggest problems you find, especially in the legal department, as they interface with the business from a governance standpoint. A lot of organizations want to reduce the number of repositories that they have content in. And from a records perspective, often you want to drive the concept that the electronic matter file is the file of record. Important thing that we've seen is for, again, the thoughtful design should really ferret out what are the various use cases to drive use of the document management system. Again, the document management system is not going to be the enterprise content management system that's used throughout the rest of the organization. So there are always going to be touch points. So for our clients, we started to develop what we call playbooks. And I'll just give you a quick example. So if I'm in the M&A group and I'm working a deal and the organization has deemed that my electronic matter file is going to be the file of record, but yet it's also the enterprise's desire that all collaboration goes through Microsoft Teams, then that use case is going to point out how the document management system tightly integrated with Microsoft Teams should be used and how you work an M&A deal with outside counsel and other folks within the business that may not be using the document management system, but at the same time, ensure that drafts and finals and fully executed documents are all maintained within the electronic matter file. Another example is corporate governance and the corporate secretary function, right? They often want to see usage built around annual shareholder meetings or quarterly meetings, but they also usually have entity management systems where a lot of their files of record are stored. And so you have to be thoughtful about how the document management system integrates with other source systems that are used within the various businesses. And again, you're not going to be able to consolidate everything into one repository, but drive ease of use and the proper integration of the document management system with the other systems that are used within the organization.
Thank you so much, Matt. Well, this brings us to the end of the session. Thank you so much, Matt and Mike, for your time and expertise today. And thanks, folks who have tuned in. Have a good rest of the day.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.